On yesterday's shiur, the Alter Rebbe said how in Yankev's neshama, in the neshama of Yankev, just as in the neshama of Adam Rishon, all souls of all Jews was contained there, as well as Torah as it is in heaven. So, a Yankev was able to draw down into his neshama the ha'ozah of godliness that is generally concealed and hidden. He brought it into Gilui in his neshama, and through him, all the souls that follow, who study Torah and do mitzvahs, that godliness is revealed in their neshama as well. But the time when it is revealed the most is during the davening. Middle of the page for today's shiur, on page 430, the shiur for the 26th day of Av, Chav Vav, Menachem Av. והנה אף שגילוי זה על ידי עסק התורה והמצווה הוא שווה לכל נפש מישראל בדרך כלל, although this revelation that comes through the movement in Torah and mitzvahs is equal to Jewish souls generally, כי תורה אחת ומשפט אחד לכולנו, because there's one Torah and there's one standard for all of us, אף על פי כן בדרך פרט. But when you get more specific, ain kol hanefashis, oy haruches v'haneshames, shoves be'inyin zeh. More specifically, not all souls are the same in this matter. L'fi eis uzman gilgulam obeyam be'elam hazeh, because it changes and it depends on the time of their gilgul and their coming to this world, of their incarnation in this world. K'may merazal, Avuch b'may havizoye tvei amalei b'titzis. The statement, the Gemara, that one of the sages asked of another sage, your father, what was, in which mitzvah was he most scrupulous? And he said, in the mitzvah of titzis. So we see that with each neshama, depending on the particular incarnation, there is one mitzvah that stands out that is the main mitzvah for that neshama. In a different gilgul, it could have been a different mitzvah. So when we get down to the specifics, there are differences between one soul and another. V'chein, ein kol ha'deiri shavin, the same is true also in terms of generation. Not all generations are equal. Ki kamei she'evei ha'adam. Just as in the limbs of man, kol eve yeshle pu'ula pratis u'miyuchedus, every limb of the body has a unique and individual function. Ha'ayin lizeis v'ezen lishmeya, the eye sees, the ear hears, and so on. Kach v'chol mitzvah, the same is true with every mitzvah. Me'ye prati u'miyuchad me'erin se baruch hu, in each mitzvah there is a unique and specific individual godliness, light, that other mitzvahs don't have. The av shekol nefesh miYisrael tzricha lavi begilgul l'kayim kol tayag mitzvahs. And although every neshama has to come in reincarnation until it fulfilled all 613 mitzvahs, mikol mokeim le'nitzvacha elo l'ha'adofa uzihizus yiseira b'yeses eis b'yeser oz Kfulam chupeles lamaylam maylam mizihiru shar hamitzvahs. When the neshama has a specific mitzvah that it must perform, it's not in the place of the other mitzvahs. He has to do all 613. But this one mitzvah that stands out, that is special for him, that is the mitzvah that he has to do with greater care and greater alacrity and greater devotion, and so on, so that it inspires all the other mitzvahs as well. And that's why he asked him, in which mitzvah was your father most scrupulous, more scrupulous? But not that that's the only mitzvah he did. That's the mitzvah that he did with a greater devotion. The benefit and the greatness of this individual mitzvah, individual light to the individual neshama, it is not a rational, explainable thing. It is super rational. It is because it arose in God's will, in God's thought, that this person should excel in this mitzvah, the dugmasei lamata hu bechinas hagedol mamash. And where do we see in this world something that is completely super rational, that also sets apart one thing from another? We see this in the drawing of lots. And in the drawing of lots is how the land of Israel was divided among the tribes. So the drawing of lots is related to Israel, and it is also related to the super rational godliness that each individual Jew brings to himself through that mitzvah, which is the main mitzvah, the mitzvah that is stressed the most for that particular time, for that particular Gilgal of that neshama, or for that particular generation. There's a certain mitzvah that is more necessary in a given generation than in previous generations or future generations. Like in our generation, the mitzvah of tshuva, which in earlier generations was a very rare thing, whereas in our generation it has become a very common thing. In the Hayem Yom for the 26th of Av, the Rebbe writes that Misiches Amur, from the Sikha, from among the Sikhes of my father, there is a statement that in the Yitzias Mitzrayim from Chassidus Sefaran the Mitzvah from Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim B'dibur. In the coming out of Egypt, on a Hasidic level, the Hasidic coming out of Mitzrayim, there is also the mitzvah of telling of the Yitzias Mitzrayim orally, just as with the coming out of Egypt in the literal, in the first Mitzrayim. There is a mitzvah to talk about it, to tell about it. The same is true also in the Mitzrayim from which Hasidim came out, or Chassidus came out. There's a mitzvah to talk about that as well. That seu machsidish sipurim on their head and them sipurim apnimi is the pnimi. There is a mitzvah to tell chassidish stories and to feel and experience the story in the innermost part of the heart. Mevadar vissen as yet the sipur is a hayroa b'chayim. One has to know and feel that every story is a guide in life. Yet the sipur badach bringing a midah teva on a highest pnimi in a hidur mitzvah. Every story has to bring an improvement in character and an enthusiasm, an inner enthusiasm in doing a mitzvah in the most beautiful fashion. On their head and them darkei neyam from teiras chassidus, and to sense and appreciate the pleasantness of the ways of chassidus.